Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is celebrating their 80th anniversary the only way they know how, with huge savings. Shop over 800 of your favorite Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, and Cadillacs and see why bigger selection means more ways to save. Four iconic brands under three rooftops with over 22 acres of GM inventory. Plus, every new vehicle comes with Edmore's mobile service, top-tier service, at your door, on your time. Don't miss the 80th anniversary sale at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com, where you're always backed by Morse.
Hey, back out to Pasture Joe. Summer's on us, man. It's hot.
It is hot.
I don't know where you are. I'm sure a lot of our listeners and viewers are in the South Florida area, but if you're one of those guys out there that's, you know, in Colorado or somewhere in California, thank your lucky stars that that's where you are, because I'm going to tell you what, it is hot, it's muggy, and my God, you got to make a decision if you want to walk out of the house or not, man.
I just think of those rookies. I remember coming, like, for you, from Northern California, never been in this humidity before. And I found out a lot of our rookies are staying down here. They didn't go anywhere.
Which is good.
Because you got to get used to that heat, man. And it's different level July, August, into September.
Yeah. You know, so I'm going to give you a look. So when I came down, our draft was pushed. It was pushed. And so, you know, got drafted on like Tuesday and had to be down here on Thursday for a mini camp. And, you know, our draft was, they were trying, you know, some collective bargaining, whatever. And so they delayed it. And so at one point you just stop working out and say, we know what to come.
That was a mistake,
so
right?
I come down, and Coach Shula, when I made the call, he said, hey, and be ready for the 12-minute run. And that's it. And I'm going, what's the 12-minute run?
You know, I did the same thing. Yeah.
And so I get the next day they flew me down, and they put me in the Miami Lakes Inn, right? Remember out in Miami Lakes, right out there with got the golf course and everything. And I got off that plane and I go, oh my God, what the hell is this? I've never been in humidity.
Never.
In my life.
Never.
Never.
Dry heat in California, nothing like this humidity.
So I go. I'm sitting there in my room, and I go, man, I'm gonna go run. I'm gonna go run. You know, I gotta, you know. So I go out there. And I got like a block and a half, and I'm huffing and puffing, and I go, oh my God, what's gonna happen? And it wasn't pretty.
You know, it's funny because 1980, the same thing happened. You got the call, hey, we're gonna fly you out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Get ready for the 12-minute run.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, it's nice and cool in the Bay Area.
Yeah, sure.
The overcast,
yeah,
the fog. 60, 65, 70 degrees every day. Like, what's he talking about? Yeah. And I just remember, as you know, seeing me dry heave. I was just, it was a killer not being used to that. But anyway,
people talk about playing, would you rather play in the cold or in this heat? And sometimes, the problem with, look, obviously you adapt to it. It took me about a year or two to adapt to it. But the guys that come down, you know, the heat and humidity, it takes your legs right out from under you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're out there for all of a sudden you go, where are my legs? What am I doing? You know,
it's a big game changer though. It gives you a big advantage.
Oh, huge shoes.
Coach Shula, and I know it's a different time and we're going old school on you, but Coach Shula was big on being in great shape and ready to go in September for that opener. Yeah. And he goes, oh boy, we got four games early this year. We're gonna get after them. 1 o'clock games. And it was hot, and we watched teams literally fall apart in the second half. It was so hot.
They're taking advantage here at Hard Rock Stadium. They're in the half of the game.
Same deal. That's right.
The Dolphins side are in the shade. Those guys are in there, and it's blistering heat.
Yeah.
And it's got to be 15 degrees difference from where the Dolphins are on the other side.
We saw Josh Allen melt. Day ran 90 plays and just couldn't get to the line of scrimmage. He was so gassed.
Well, I hope we get a lot of guys that a lot of teams that melt when they come down here. Hey, Joe. So, like we said, this is the vacation time for coaches, players. They got a month and a half, but 6 weeks off.
Yeah.
And you hope they do the right thing. And I'm glad you said that a lot of the players are still down here.
Yeah.
The rookies.
Do a lot of stuff in the community.
A lot of stuff in the community, and that's good. But we got to start looking at what this team's going to be like. And it's there's a lot of puzzles here. And certainly the biggest puzzle, I think, that the biggest piece – it's always the biggest piece when you're putting a team together, is that quarterback situation. Yeah. We're sitting here right now with Malik Willis. You got Quinn Ewers.
You got, stop right there. Those are two guys.
Yeah, that's it. I know there's a couple.
Those are two guys.
Couple other guys, but they got no gravitas in this thing. And there's pluses, and you know I know you were pretty really impressed with Quinn during the OTAs, during the mini camp, whatever we were able to see. And then you got Malik Willis, who I think has gotten mixed reviews from a lot of the guys, a lot of the newspaper guys, and you know the guys that got podcasts or whatever. In and out. But I think Ewers had a better stage during that time because he's a thrower, he's a pocket guy. Malik, on his kind, he never had a chance to show half of his skills, which is getting out of the pocket, running, making plays, adapting, doing all those kind of things. So he basically just got judged on the way he was throwing the football. And I thought he did pretty well. But I think this is going to be a controversy. Or let's not say controversy, but it's certainly going to be a back and forth. It's going to be a big conversation until you get to opening day.
Well, saying all that, Malik Willis is going to be the starting quarterback. He's going to get every chance.
No doubt.
And the thing, Bo, you're right. His thing is physically sidearm throws, big arm down the field. There's not a throw he can't make. They got to be accurate. And his ability to run, maybe one of the best three or four running quarterbacks in the NFL off the little sample size he's done. Yes, he's that good. But the other part of this to me is, I've been telling people about Malik Willis, and he can't play, and he didn't do enough in Tennessee, didn't do enough in Green Bay, and he's just a backup. I said, listen, man, first of all, he needs a running game like everybody. Yep. I think he's going to be a lot more effective if they can get that running game going. And the second part of this thing is we got to find some, as Jeff Ireland once said, we got threes, fours, and fives, or fours, fives. We got to find some ones and twos at receiver.
Yeah.
And that's going to be key. Some guys he can count on that he can get some chemistry with, and then he'll have a chance. I don't think he's going to be perfect by any means, but if you can see signs, look at this team right now doesn't have enough developed talent to be where everybody wants. And everybody understands that. Yeah. But I think Malik Willis, as they get better, he's going to get better. And I think he's got a chance to be more than just a Band-Aid quarterback this year.
I like personality-wise. I mean, he's a leadership guy. He's out there. He's always out the guy out in the front. He wants to be the leader. He wants to be that quarterback.
Taking guys out to get to know him in offseason.
All that stuff's good. But when the rubber hits the road, you got to be able to play. So that's going to be an interesting thing, and I'm really anxious. I'm anxious to see Quinn. You know, Quinn comes out of Texas.
See his improvement after starting three games.
I mean, what did he play great when he played three games? Nah, not really. I mean, but
first time playing
at that level, and you got pushed
late in the year.
And not only the first time you didn't even get a chance to get warmed up before you got in. So those kind of things, but now you see him. You see him kind of getting more comfortable. And so I think it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And you hope that the Dolphins find that guy, whether it's yours, whether it's Malik Willis, that's going to be the guy that is. Now, once you figure who's the one and two on this roster, then you got to look at the weapons. You're looking at the wide receivers. I'm looking at an offensive line. I'm looking at tight ends. And I'm looking at the running backs. And I think from what we're seeing about this offensive line, I think, holds a lot of promise right now.
If that starting five can stay healthy, Austin Jackson, tackle, it's going to have a chance. I'm not worried about first-round picks. Some people still want to throw his name out there. I think he's going to be fine.
And surprisingly, I mean, in the mini camps, in the OTAs, I was pretty surprised with these tight ends. Dulcich,
I don't think that's going to be a problem. No. I don't think tight end's going to be a problem either.
You got a pass catcher, you got a guy that's a pass catcher blocker, and then you got a guy that's a blocker, an inline guy.
They got some good tight ends.
What you need right there.
And Ben Sims, the whole group.
Going back to the Dolphins, even in the, even in the 70s, they always had three good tight ends. And then you go with our era, you had Bruce Hardy. You had Dan Johnson.
That's a good group.
And then you could slide Crash in there a little bit. And then the other thing is, you got three good running backs. Certainly Achan. And Achan provides a lot in the passing game. And see how the other two guys do after being in the league for a year and knowing what it's all about. But I think the weakness is certainly at that wide receiver position I agree with that. But I'm pretty, you know, I'm not going to say, hey, you know, we got the greatest offensive line. But certainly there's an opportunity for it to be very good.
It would be nice by the end of the year. We're talking about that offensive line is solid and is the future. And you get in that situation. But, hey, man, Malik Willis can't do it by himself. That's kind of what we're talking about. He needs help. Nobody can do it by himself. Yeah. He's going to be able to sandlot football some plays, though, and get out and run around and make some spectacular plays. I think we'll all get a chance to see that.
So, all the teams are kind of done right now. All's this. The dust is settling.
So, what else is going on?
All of a sudden, this guy named Brendan Sorsby pops up. Went to Indiana first.
Yeah.
Played well. Went to Cincinnati, played really well there.
Played 2 years at Cincinnati.
2 years at Cincinnati.
Wasn't playing a lot at Indiana.
Goes to Texas Tech, where they give him some dough. And all of a sudden, they find out that
he's got gambling.
He got a little Pete Rose in him.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of Pete Rose in him.
Yeah.
Maybe a real lot of Pete Rose in him.
He bet on his own team in Indiana.
Bet on his own team.
Yeah.
Bet on a lot of, you know, baseball games, whatever. Betting on pitches and everything that they're doing. And now he's suspended. But I tell you, Texas Tech kept some of that money from Texas Tech.
He got a little bit of the $5 million, but Bo, they let him go. They said, hey, we can't beat this, and you need to move on to supplemental draft.
So supplemental draft, and I haven't heard the word supplemental draft, Joe, in ages. And used to be kind of cut and dried. And I'm gonna let you be the teacher, and I'm gonna sit here and be the student, because I don't understand this pyramid of. Who gets the choice? I understand that, it's much like the draft. Worst team gets the best opportunity.
Yeah.
This works a little bit that way. Yeah.
So it's three tier. Team six wins and less.
Yeah.
The middle tier and then the playoff tier.
Yeah.
And then
we're firmly embedded in that top tier.
Well, we're seven wins last year.
Okay.
Now every team privately, there's going to be a workout for him. He's going to have his own pro day, obviously. Yeah. He's a franchise quarterback, potentially. So
big guy too,
they
right?
think 6'3", 230-something pounds. Real good runner, got a good arm. He needed another year in college. He didn't get it because of all these things that have happened, including going to rehabilitation for his gambling addiction. So now, Bo, the supplemental draft, every team will work him out. They'll get together, general manager, head coach, including the Miami Dolphins, and they're going to look and they're going to say.
So they're going to have like a pro day for him, or will each team will get the right?
I think it's a pro day.
Each team's got the opportunity to
one pro day.
One pro day.
Okay. Because supplemental drafts coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing's coming up. Everybody's going to have to get what they think is the round. Everybody that's interested, put a round in there. Supplemental draft. By the way, if you get it and they go, hey, congratulations. Some people think some teams are going to put a second-round pick in on it.
Yeah.
And if you do that, Bo, and they go, hey, you're the highest pick, congratulations, he's yours, you lose that second-round pick for the draft.
Yes.
But again, this is all about
the next year's draft choice, whatever.
But you might have, this is about everybody's looking for a franchise quarterback, including the Miami Dolphins, talking about Malik. But so a lot of people think Dolphins going to be interested. Yeah. We'll find out what
got Josh Allen size got all that kind of a.
Right. He's got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But Bo, he's also got addiction now personality,
there
and so some teams probably going to stay away from it. Go all pass. But there's a lot of teams, Bo, that aren't sure about their quarterback situation, and may go. We don't have a franchise quarterback. We got to keep bringing them in until we get one.
The caveat there is this addiction thing. The guy gambles. He's a gambler. He's a big-time gambler. Big gambler. And so it takes me back to the Ryan Leaf. And Ryan Leaf wasn't a gambler, but Ryan Leaf was an asshole, and everybody knew it.
Well,
and then you go back to Art Schleister, who was a gambler.
He was a gambler. That was a hardcore gambler.
And he ended up in prison multiple times, right? And so, and you're going to invest – money in this guy, whoever's going to do it.
Oh no, he's
going to
get
invest
the whole thing,
pretty good package in him. And boy, you better know that this guy isn't going to. And look, we talk about Miami, talk about living in Miami, South Beach, that from a drinking, partying standpoint. But if you want to gamble, I don't know if there's any other place in the country other than Las Vegas. Where there's so much ease to get. Look, play at Hard Rock Stadium. Right next to the door, next door is Calder Casino.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right up the road is Hard Rock Casino.
Yeah.
And everywhere you go, there's yeah. there's a place to so it's like you bring, you know, you know, you got a horse that likes water. There's a lot of water around here.
Yeah,
right there,
yeah.
You know.
So I threw this one. You and I were talking before we started this, and I said, so the Dolphins start on the West Coast, open yeah, with yeah. the Raiders, and then follow with the 49ers. So yeah. chance we stay out on the West Coast yeah. for 10 days. Say he gets suspended by Roger Goodell, and he says, I got to suspend you for a few games. Now, yeah. I don't know for sure. Nobody knows exactly what the NFL commissioner is going to do. But if they do that, now you got to leave him because he's suspended. He yeah. can't be with the team. Who's going to do the babysitting yeah. of this guy having free time, yeah. whether he's got to be at camp every day? Yeah. I mean, most teams
Big Larry
aren't structured.
Might have, Big Larry might have to fill
that. Oh, that might be a Big Larry deal right there. Larry goes, I got this.
Big Larry goes. You know, the funny thing is, if you're not suspended.
Big Larry, man, you got it.
So, a first game, if he's not suspended, but he's going to be suspended, would be, well, do we bring him to Vegas or do we leave him here? You know,
that's but not, you know, Bo, on a serious note, yeah, not no, every team is structured
yeah.
for this kind of stuff. Yeah. It's football business. Yeah. I understand mental yeah. health and yeah. we got psychologists yeah. working with all the teams now. But addiction is, yeah. you know, yeah. is, and yeah. anxiety and all the other yeah. things under yeah. the umbrella yeah. there. But again, hey, a lot of guys have cleaned their act up yeah. and gone on to do great things. Yeah. And again, he's at that one position. Yeah. That everybody's looking at potentially yeah. a franchise quarterback, yeah. whether he is yeah. or not.
And, you know, and the other thing, too, I mean, whether it's guys that are addicted to drinking, whatever they're addicted to, the tipping point sometimes is stress. And you're walking into a business. Oh. You're walking to a business.
Can't get out of a
that
ball.
That is stressful. I mean, Joe, I remember sitting in I remember a lot of times sitting in my locker the 2 hours before we were going out. And I'm sitting there going, why am I doing this? I'm so fucking nervous. I'm like, yeah. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
You never got comfortable never in a Don Shula team unless you were really good. I was sitting, never that
you're
good.
You're just sitting there and then, man, I don't know if I can do this. You know, I mean, sometimes I figure, I just want to quit because that 2 hours to me was a fucking killer, man.
You know what? It's so funny you say that. So I remember 1980, the 45-man roster.
Yeah.
They said, if you don't get cut, you're on the team. We'll have a meeting at 9 o'clock. Yeah. But be here at 7 because we got to make our final cut. So bam, bam, bam. Anyway, there I am on the team. So I was all excited to go in. And Don Strock and some guys go, hey, man, congratulations. Go in. And Shoes goes in and goes, hey, listen, you're on the team right now. But if you don't play well, I can cut you in the next couple weeks. I can cut you anytime. Don't take. Yeah. And I was like. So my parents go, you didn't call right yeah. away. We didn't know what to think. I said, I didn't know what to think after I walked out because. Right. I didn't feel real secure at this new job.
Let me tell you what, it was so much, and look, the press, it's all the league, but the coach kind of amps it up a little bit. Each coach has their way, but we were under the very high stress level with our guy, and I can tell, I guarantee you this, and you back me up on this. If Dwight Stevenson walked in right here, he would say, I was afraid every day that I was going to get cut. And the guy was maybe the best center to play together.
Greatest center of all time. I don't know if anybody.
I think the only guys that didn't do it were the quarterbacks because he laid off the quarterbacks.
The only guys that felt comfortable were the guys still on the undefeated team. We played with some of those guys.
Exactly.
They were like, hey, we're fine. Hey, calm down, kid. Yeah. You'll be fine. Yeah. But it was a crazy time. The stress level and both. You bring in a guy like this, too. People are going to get on him, man. People are mean-spirited. Man. There's going to be some mean-spirited.
New York.
Oh,
you have to shave.
What are you betting on?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'll bet you don't play today. It's going to be an interesting one.
It is going to be interesting. It is going to be interesting. And
all about the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I'm looking. This is again going back to the makeup of this team that we've seen, and coaching staff, and you know certainly Sullivan, but you know when you know that was a draft, and I think during the OTAs and. In minicamps, we saw a glimpse of Jeff Hafley and what he does, and I think they've got a
good structure.
A good structure, and I think he's got a personality where he can be tough, but he's got a side where he can kind of
say how you doing,
say
today.
How you doing a little bit, you know, one of those kind of things.
Watching him,
and so it makes me happy to know that the guys, and they should, because the money to be had to set yourself
like no other world
in your family and your family's family or your generations you can make, is that these guys realize that. And instead of, back when I had hightailed it back home to California, got with my boys and gone to the clubs every night and be drinking beer and chasing girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for those guys to come here and stay and know that how important it is and what is, I think that's part of all the culture that's been brought here by these guys.
Yeah. And I liked it. Yeah. I thought the mini camps and OTAs were impressive. Structure. We saw them get better as the thing went on. They started to look better after they got more used to what he expected. Yeah. But it's all set up now when they come back. There's not going to be any surprises, including knowing what you're supposed to do on offense and defense.
Yeah. And tell me what, I got a feeling that this training camp, the preseason, there's going to be a lot of hitting going on. I don't think they're going to be, they're not going to be pussyfooting around there.
No.
I think we've got to get tough and we got to toughen up. And within the parameters, the parameters of what you can do under the collective bargaining agreement, they're going to push it to the end. I think I don't want to throw you the Lions with Dan Campbell and some of those teams up there that get that team physical within those rules in the collective bargaining agreement. I hope we fit into that slot.
Oh, very I think quickly. He is. I think. Hey, man, our GM and head coach know exactly what they're getting into with this team, what needs to change without taking shots at anybody. They allow us to do that.
Yeah.
And they know what we need to do, and we just need some quick development to find out what we have with all these young guys. And we got a bunch of young guys.
Yeah, a bunch of young guys, but I know they got some really good guys at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, Joe. Well,
that's a gift. Huh? That's unbelievable.
Chris Atkins. I know Teddy Morris. Great owner, one of maybe the biggest Dolphin fan I've ever met in my life.
Oh, listen, he takes losses.
Yep.
He takes them like Teddy, we did.
I see Teddy on Instagram. My man started up in top of Washington, riding his motorcycle by himself all through the states, and so he's a little bit of a Marlboro man.
Well, listen, Teddy's got a hell of a deal going there at Sawgrass. It's fantastic. Yep. Whether you're looking for Buicks, Chevy, that beautiful Cadillac you have outside. I'm looking at my Tahoe.
GMC.
GMC.
Yep.
And a service department that is by itself. Yep.
Sales, I tell you, they make it easy to buy a car. They're friendly. And look, it's just out here in Sunrise, right out by Sawgrass,
right before you get 75, you can't miss it.
You got to stop by and just take a look and see. But I think you're gonna be happy with what you get there. But maybe and then we all got to talk. Also got to talk, Joe. When you have one, have you had one of Bobby's coffee cakes lately?
You know I have.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say something, man. Double chocolate coffee cake.
Yeah.
Bobby. That's the best ever.
Give me my bag over there, Joe. Slide my bag over here. So Bobby, Villa Italia Bakery, it's up in Schenectady, bake everything fresh. They'll bring it all over the country for you.
This is the best. Double chocolate, best ever with the coffee. Best ever.
And you got, I can't find my deal.
Way to be prepared.
I know. I got cut. I just got cut by Don Shula. All right, I'm going to have to go without it. If you go to Villa Italia Bakery, He'll send your order all over the country. It arrives fresh. It arrives clean. It is very nice. If you put in the code BOJO, you'll get 20% off. And for a limited time, he's got a little applique for your car or for your house or for where you want to do it of the face of the ring of the 72 Dolphin, the undefeated ring with the 16 stones around. The
big one. Send me one.
That thing's like, it's hard as a rock.
I would have brought one if I knew you weren't ready. I got to tell you, man, they are.
Bobby,
unbelievable.
Bobby, I'm sorry, man.
I think
my wife stole it from me and gave it to
if
her.
He making excuses. If you're a hardcore fan, you'll love it. I don't know where he got them. They're beautiful.
They're great.
Absolutely
they're
beautiful, great. But they're not great. As beautiful as that food.
Yeah, VillaItalianBakery.com. That's all you got to do.
Bobby.
Put in the code BOJO. And Bobby, what a good dude you are. And
thank you, Bobby.
Happy to have you. We'll see you next time, guys.